If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
What a day. And I mean that. Like, when do I get to care? Am I allowed to care that that restaurant is less than a mile from my house? Yeah, right at about a mile. Am I allowed to care that Emiliano's? I'm just reserving judgment. That's it. Were the workers legal or illegal? Now, they have put a GoFundMe up where they have a stated goal of, it says, help Emiliano's reopen and support staff. Stated goal of $100,000. They have 68 donations already. They have raised $2,775. I'll be the first to give to it if ICE went in there, or these people who were law enforcement agents, and they did so in an error. It's actually, that they should go to jail if they did that. I just think it should be established if the workers were legal or illegal. And is this another Tapache situation where we want people to have their hearts bleed for us, but we were employing illegal workers? I don't think that's a crazy question to ask before the ball even gets rolling. Were the workers who were detained or taken out or whatever it was today, were they legal or illegal? And the work, the staff that you have, are they documented and legal workers? But I've started to twist my brain into thinking I'm asking crazy questions when then I got to catch myself and go, no, that's the fundamental question. Bruce is in Ambridge. Hi, Bruce.
Okay, you got to look at one thing, and that is that it doesn't matter if they are illegal or legal, because once they're in this country, they're entitled to due process and rights. And if they went in there and didn't produce a warrant, then that was a whole illegal operation, which 99.9% of the time it is. And the courts have ruled against it, but yet we know Trump and how he manipulated the DOJ and decimated the FBI and everything else to where everybody but his conjoinees are running the show.
Can I ask you a question?
You believe in law and order.
It does matter if they're legal or illegal and what their probable cause is. It does. It also, they do have rights, and it's generally a civil offense, but if you have been proven where ICE has sent you out of this country one time and then you've come back illegally, it turns into a criminal defense. Offense, excuse me. Wait a minute, I let you talk. Can I ask you a question?
Okay, go ahead. Okay.
So the resistance of ICE that seems to be endemic in Ambridge, that it feels like you are, you're a part of, right? You kind of feel like you side that way.
I don't like ICE and I don't like Trump.
I could tell you do. And I'm not a registered Republican or Democrat. I'm down the middle. So
yeah, I know. You're the independent, right?
I am. Can I ask you how your resistance to ICE and as you say, hating ICE, I just said resistance, but you took it a step further and said you don't like ICE, you hate them. How did that work out in Ambridge whenever someone just ran over a guy in Coriopolis the other day and killed him?
Okay, let's look at the statistics when it comes to illegals breaking the law versus Americans breaking the law. And if you look at the statistics,
Can I ask you something?
Illegals are way down on the list.
While you cite those statistics, and you take up for the man in Ambridge who was driving and most likely drunk and hit the guy.
Wait a minute.
Oh, no, I just want you to listen for a moment. When you cite those statistics that illegals commit fewer crimes and less hit and runs, just like Marty did, right? When you cite those statistics, can I do you a favor? The man who was hit in Coriopolis and killed, Can I link you up with his mom? And can you tell her that and see if that makes her feel better?
Oh, come on. You know that's dirty. Come on. And I'll give you 30, 40,000 people that were killed by the police and nobody did anything about it. So I can go both ways.
So you're not interested in telling her and see if that makes her feel better?
No, I'm not interested at all. I'm only interested in, are they doing it legally or are they doing it illegally? So, and they are doing everything.
Can I ask you another question?
Yeah.
The man, Christian Sluka, on the motorcycle in Dormont who was killed by an illegal alien. Do you think it makes him? Would you want to ask his family if they feel better that other people also had DUIs?
You know what? Well, won't you give me about 10 minutes and I'll look up 30 people to your one.
I have one more question. Honestly, before I let you go.
Oh, sure.
Honestly.
You're going to let me respond to it.
Sure.
Right?
No, I'll let you respond to it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The two women on the parkway who were hit and killed by the illegal alien. Would you like to call their family and ask them if they feel better because of the statistics that you have?
I got a question for you.
Sure.
Do you think it's okay for so-called police officers with masks, no IDs, and no warrants arresting people?
Can I ask you how you know they didn't have IDs and they didn't have warrants?
I'm going by the 99.9%. Of the people that they've already done that to.
Where can I find that information? Where can I find that that 99.9% of the people? Where can I find that? I have one more question, though. Before I let you go, I have one more.
Sure, go ahead.
The two people killed on the main drag in Beaver Falls by an illegal alien. Can you cite statistics to them? And see if it makes them feel better, their families, that Americans have DUIs as well. I guess not.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.